Today I will talk about the characterization of soil hydraulic properties heterogeneity in sandy soil by thermodense stoimetric analysis and particle size distribution. I assume everybody in this room know the importance of the soil hydraulic properties for the physics soil scientists and hydrologists. The characterization of these properties is very time-consuming, but now the tomography imagery allows characterization of a number of soil hydraulic properties. And the microscan is really interesting because we can characterize many properties at a pore scale, but is limited to very small sample, which is inappropriate to study a representative volume of soil. For example, if you want to study at a pore scale some processes, at a profile scale. The main objective of this work is to propose a framework to predict soil hydraulic properties from the combination of particle size distribution with X-ray tomography of a porous media. At first, we need to characterize the porous media, the porosity of each voxel. In our case, we use a medical CT scan with a resolution of 100 micrometers. After, we combine this result of the distribution of the porosity in the soil columns. We combine with Carnahan starting approximation of our nearest surface complementary cumulative density function used by Chen and Govindarajan to derive the water retention curves. And after, we apply the formulation of Mu-LM to obtain the hydraulic conductivity. But we need to know to the value of the pore connectivity and to tortuosity in this model. That's why we propose a simulation of water path from image obtained with the CT scan to obtain these parameters. And for to solve this many calculation, we use supercomputers and we did a parallel implementation of error code. And this is the result. You can see the water retention curves at the top of the slide, and in the straight line is the fit gives by the model, and the dots is the observation obtained with instantaneous profile experiment. For drying curve and wetting curves, you can see the really good prediction of the model. And at the bottom of the picture, you have the soil hydraulic conductivity. And another time, you can see the good prediction of the model. And at the figure 8, you have the radial plane of soil water content and relative hydraulic conductivity at the top and at the bottom for drying curve and wetting curve for different value of matrix potential. At first, you can see the high heterogeneity of soil of this soil profile. And I remember to you is a sandy soil. It's really homogeneous soil. But you can see you have high heterogeneity, and you can use this high resolutions to do simulation of water flow in 3D, for example, to study many processes. But I remember to you at a really good precision. And that's it. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions?
In that case, is 50 centimeters. 15 centimeters of length, and diameter is 10 centimeters. But I use these same procedures to characterize a salt columns of 1 meter. Yeah. But in that case, is a little bit smaller, but it's the same resolution. But at first, we need to propose this framework. That's why we use a little smaller salt columns. But we use the same procedures in salt columns of 1 meter and we obtain a good result.
And does it work in polynomial
structure? Yeah, it's not a big problem because we work with problem solver Cranberry, and the solve is the Sandy solve. And I know it's another problem and another big issue to combine this methodology with a structured solve. But I think we can have a good combination because at this scale we can characterize the macro porosity and to combine this technique that I propose to have a prediction. But I don't study this issue. Yes. Yeah, I think so, but I say to you based on my experiment, but I never use my framework to predict these properties, but I think so. It's for sure if you have a soil with high structure, you need to consider it and to combine this framework that I propose. But you need to characterize the macro porosity and distribution of this macro porosity and the importance on the hydraulic properties. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.